Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, Yisrael Shekibel Mikoyin Umilevi. So now you have a Jew that's working as a sharecropper in the field of either a Kohen or a Levi, Hamaisus Labailam. So here, when this sharecropper takes off Maisus on the whole thing, Trumas or Maisus on the whole thing, he has to give it to the Bailam, which is different in the previous Mishnah where it was reversed, where the Kohen or the Levi were the sharecroppers, but they didn't own the field, so they couldn't make the Baal Hasada give them Trumas and Maisus. But here, the owner of the field, it's an understanding that since he's the owner of the field and he's, let's say, a Kohen, so it's understood that he's keeping the Truma for himself on the whole field, and it's a mutual understanding since the field is already his, he's setting aside a place for Truma on the whole field, so therefore, when the Aris takes off Truma on the whole thing, he has to give it to the Baal HaBayis. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, HaKartani Shekibel Sada MiYushalmi. A Kartani is like a villager, and the Yushalmi is the one that lived in the city, Yerushalayim. And the Rav says that the people that would live in the villages used to come into town, or they would go to the fields of the people that lived in Yerushalayim, and they would work the fields of the Yerushalmis. So Bishmol says, Bishmol Omer, HaKartani, Shekibel Sadem Yerushalmi. So this Kartani that's Mekabo, that he becomes a sharecropper for the field of the Yerushalmi, Maiser Sheni Shel Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi, the owner of the field, he keeps the Maiser Sheni because he lives there and there's a mutual understanding. He's living in Yerushalayim, so the Maiser Sheni obviously would stay by him. So the Chum say that that's not really a Taina because the person that's the Kartani, the villager, is always able to go and take Maiser Sheni to Yerushalayim. So it's treated as any other case, and each person would take his Chalik in Maiser Sheni, and the Loch is like the Chacham, the Rav says.